Governor Rauner gave his State of the State address. He has made a lot of proposals. What happens next in terms of any of these ideas becoming reality?
Well, he doesn't have majorities in the General Assembly, so the next thing to watch is which of these things that he really wants is he going to be willing to push hard for and essentially have some quid pro quo and make deals with Democrats who don't like the same things.
Did you get a sense from the address which proposals are most important to Governor Rauner and that he might be fighting hardest to get implemented?
The thing that matters most to him is that Illinois is at a competitive disadvantage compared to the surrounding states. Anything that he can package as making the business environment Illinois friendlier, broadly speaking, making this a right-to-work state and decreasing the power of enterprise zones to decrease the power of unions and so on are going to be very hard sells with a legislature that has large majorities of Democrats in both chambers.
Did the governor's proposals include anything that he might do with his executive powers alone instead of through legislation?
I think he's also playing his cards a little close to his chest. He issued executive orders that amount to a partial and temporary freeze on state hiring. And I could imagine Rauner eventually maybe trying to make some moves without doing it legislatively. You know, some of them, I think, term limits, just for example, it's almost certainly requires a constitutional amendment. I don't see that he could possibly do that. I don't see a lot of tax reform that way.
After the address, House Speaker Michael Madigan brought up the question of fiscal austerity. He said that he thought that that was something that needed to have a big emphasis right now. He said he had spoken about it before and been criticized for doing so. Do you think there's some common ground there with the governor and the speaker as far as spending is concerned?
Yeah, I think so. And I think in the end, it's because we're staring at such a big structural deficit. Austerity is easier to embrace in the abstract than the specifics, though. And even the governor, while he put that message forward, was also, I mean, surprisingly talking about reinvesting money saved in capital projects, recommitting to keep education funding high, although not higher education, I think, just K-12, and potentially talking about more spending on corrections. So it's the usual conundrum that there will be some support for austerity, but there's also a lot of pressure. And then even from the top, the leader and the governor talking about spending money, increasing spending in some areas. Not sure the arithmetic will add up.
Is there anything Governor Rauner and the legislators, for that matter, can learn from looking at past governors and past legislators about how to address the sort of problems facing the state now with a divided government and with these sort of looming budget deficits?
Probably. And I think scholars tend to probably much more than legislators emphasize historical precedent. And the maybe surprising thing is the across the country, if you look at analyses to try to find out when important legislation is passed or when states make the most progress in fixing what seem to be intractable problems, divided government isn't necessarily a problem. Unified and divided governments seem to do about equally well. So I think in some ways it's just more important that there's a decent cooperative relationship between the governor and the legislature, and we really haven't had that with unified democratic government.